Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to your Sunday night with Speed City. We are 1 week away, less than that now because it's Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
From the Formula One United States Grand Prix right in our little town of Austin, Texas. How exciting is that, Mr. Kaiser?
Oh, man, it is awesome. I know I've got a lot of folks already asking, where's the parties? Where can I see drivers? You know, where are the cool secret places? Yeah, I could only say.
The city is getting excited, too, because right by my office downtown, I don't know if I showed you this picture.
It's
a giant billboard of Checo Perez. Maybe I'll give that to the producer. You can't see it on the camera very well, but it's a giant billboard of Checo Perez with the giant new Facebook building, the tallest building in Austin, right behind it. It's pretty cool. But
well, and absolutely. I arrived at the airport coming back from Lufthansa in L.A. last week, and there is one of those vinyl, you know, landing pads, you know, decorations on the bottom, and it's the USGP here in Austin as well.
I know. We've been seeing the usual billboards around town, but I think there's just extra. It's just turned up to 11 this year because one of the things that we want to talk about, we're going to talk, let me just run down tonight. So we're going to talk all about the USGP from the what's going to happen in the racing, what we expect to happen, what could happen, including championship constructor implications and all those kinds of things. But we're also going to talk about Austin, what's changed this year, because there's been some big changes. We touched on that a few weeks ago, and we'll touch on that a little further tonight. And we'll talk about what's going to happen potentially in midfield battles, all those kinds of things, what you'd expect at Circuit of the Americas. We're also going to talk about the cost cap a little bit, too, because that happened. We knew it was going to happen, but that's happened since we've been on the air.
Right.
We're going to talk about Mario Andretti because Mario drove a modern era Formula One car.
And that's at the Velocity event.
Yeah. And our friend Jonathan Green, the reason he's not here tonight is because he's doing the commentary for that event. Literally, no one else is with him.
No! Oh, yeah. Mayhem!
And I don't think he's got the energy for that anymore.
Well, he got to do the commentary for Mario's trip around Laguna Seca in that McLaren.
Oh, yeah.
And Jonathan's still on the air out there, so we haven't even talked to him. I talked to him very briefly this morning as he was, you know, getting up and headed to the track. But so we're going to talk about Mario Andretti, and there's just lots of things we got going on tonight. We potentially may have a young US F4 American driver going to call in if he can get to a phone or a computer. So we'll see if we can catch him. It's Bryson Morris, who's second in the US F4 championship. So, and he'll be at Circuit of the Americas not long from now after the Formula One GP. But so we got lots of fun stuff to talk about tonight, guys and gals. But let's start with what to expect at the Formula One USGP here in Austin. And number one thing to expect is massive attendance. Last year, we set the record for the most attended USGP in history. At that time, 400,000 people. And this year, Bobby Epstein, chairman of COTA, said he's expecting even a bigger crowd than that.
I think he's going to get it. You know, when they added some more grandstands after the initial sellout situation, those sold out in a couple hours. And so that was something else going on. But, you know, with that attendance, one of the things I want to reassure folks is you and I have both been down the road, Elroy Road, on the north edge of the track.
Yeah.
It is much wider. I mean, it's like three times as wide as it was.
It was a little bitty two-lane country road that you could barely drive down in a low car like ours. But now it is a five-lane highway. It's and it leads all the way from COTA out to the major toll road area. Yeah. So traffic should just doing that should be dramatic. But they've also done something else for traffic.
Yeah.
The shuttles.
The shuttles are huge this year. And so I want you, you know, if you're still looking for rides, check out the shuttles. Go to the circuit website, and it will definitely help you out. There's a couple of different locations. They've got one in Southwest Austin for Saturday and Sunday. They've got the Travis County Expo, and they've got one downtown near the Waterloo area. And so, absolutely, lots of options for getting out there and not having to deal with parking out there and letting somebody else drive and cope with that.
Yeah,
so, check that out.
Reduce the traffic just by taking shuttles. They've almost doubled the number of shuttle buses. They had 325 last year, and they've got 600 this year. And remember, last year, we were coming out of the pandemic, and they had trouble getting drivers, if you recall. Some of them didn't even show up. So hopefully people will show up to do their job and drive the buses. But, you know, they've got to be more prepared. They weren't really prepared for that because that was the beginning of all of that last year.
I think we all had cabin fever and we all wanted out. And, hey, what better big outdoor event?
Well, and, you know, there's the bigger employment issue that's not for this show that hopefully they've got that under control and that they'll have 600 shuttles. So let's say last year if we're lucky, they had about 250.
Right.
So they're going to be more than double. You know, if they've got all those issues, those logistical things straightened out.
Yeah. The other thing with the park and ride, the ride services, the share rides, things like that, those are going to be dropped off at Del Valle High School. That's just a couple miles away. And then those groups will even be shuttled in. If you take one of those ride share rides in towards the track, just be aware they're not going to get to come to COTA Boulevard. They're going to be turned away. You know, there's a traffic pattern there that is strictly by permit. And so those folks are going to be turned away and have to head off to Del Valle. And you jump on a shuttle there that's a complimentary shuttle from the Del Valle High School. So just beware. A lot of changes, but the big picture, I think it's going to be a lot better.
Yeah. Another thing I read is that they've got, I didn't even get to talk to anybody at COTA about this, but they talked about a big increase in the number of food and drink kiosks, too.
Oh, right.
So it should be, you know, because I know that became an issue last year. I think that the jump, you know, I started a spreadsheet. I know you'll find that hard to believe, but I'm working on that. I'm going to try to map the attendance at every USGP here at COTA since 2012, now that we're 10 years in. But I wanted to see, I looked in 2016, we had 265,000 over the 3 days. But that jump between 2016 and 2021 up to 400,000, and now who knows how many, 400 plus. I mean, that's a big thing for COTA to shift and get ready for. And I think this year, I mean, there was enough flack last year that they probably have, besides the road and everything we talked about, probably had done a lot more things to help get prepared for it.
Oh, without a doubt. And like I said, we've seen so much construction over out in that area, I mean, long between races, as well as just improved infrastructure on the property and off the property. Traffic management is a whole nother world now. They've really put a lot of effort into that. So,
Kevin Kelly on YouTube, he said, try driving an RV on that farm road. Yeah, Kevin, I'm telling you that the day COTA was announced, I zipped out there. I had an SRT that was kind of lowered, and I was going down that road at kind of a normal speed, like 40 miles an hour, and bottomed out. And I was like, okay, this, and that was one of the better roads. On the backside, it was horrible. That was a long time ago. But
well, and, you know, folks realize that was like ranching country. You know, herds of cattle out there. And so, you know, it sufficed for what they were doing with it. Well, big changes now.
Well, and there's a good link on COTA's website. By the way, the new COTA website is fantastic. It's a major overhaul. But there's something called Know Before You Go. So check that out, because we could read all of this for 2 hours and not get it all. So there's tons of good information. They've been really, I've noticed they've really stepped it up in lots of different ways.
They really have. You know, I've been engaging with them quite a bit on different things leading up to this. One of the fun ones. Okay, here's a fun quick story. Had a message from one of the gentlemen whose pickup truck was selected to be one of the trucks that they are using for the driver's parade this year.
Oh.
But get this. It's a Model T.
Oh, awesome.
So, smart man. He messages and he says, hey, is there any way I can take my Model T out there before race day and make sure it'll make it up T1? Good call. I think I know somebody. So he sent me a little video clip. It works. We've got people in the truck. It's heading up to the top. I just want to see who's going to get to be in that Model T and if they don't take the wheel away from him.
That's funny. I thought you were going to tell me he was worried that it was going to wasn't going to run well enough. Would they pay for an LS swap or something?
No, you don't do that.
Yeah, you put the other one in the garage. But yeah, I was going to show everybody this too. I got this at the house, and it's funny. It's addressed to resident. It doesn't, you know, I'm in their database, obviously, but addressed to resident. It's another example of all the stuff they're doing. It's this nice little fold out talking about how to get ready for COTA. Nice little 5-page fold out. And this is new. I've never seen this come out of COTA.
I hope they have those around because it's got a nice schedule in it.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, it's got the map, venue map, it's got the schedule, it's got all kinds of things in it that are really a great handy thing to hold on to and not go get that full blown program to carry around.
It's almost like a mini program.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of like a mini program because it's got a great, like you said, a great map and all that stuff. Pictures of Green Day and Ed Sheeran, Interpol, and a new announcement this week. Shaq is back.
Shaq,
the DJ.
Yeah, DJ Shaq. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
Diesel, that's right.
Diesel.
Is it? Yeah, that's what he calls himself.
That's his
Diesel.
DJ name.
Yeah. I tweeted out a picture.
We sound old or what?
If the shoe fits, buddy.
Yours is bigger.
Well, I tweeted out a picture. Maybe producer can find it last week. It was so funny. All the photographers, when Shaq came last year, they showed Max and Lewis, and I think it was Checo on the podium.
Yeah.
And all the shots, something about all the British or European photographers, they didn't want to show the size comparison between Shaq and all of them were, you know, with Shaq about the same height. And I said, yeah, this is exactly right, except for the 5-foot box Max Verstappen is standing on. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal is back. He's a crowd favorite. So that is awesome too. But
yeah, that'll be a great one. Yeah, he was just fun. Even last year when he delivered one of the trophies, that was a lot of fun to see. I mean, he was just all about it, doing fun stuff.
All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and take our quick break. And I look in the Zoom, and we have our young driver going to join us here. It's Bryson Morris. He is a very exciting young driver in the USF4. So we'll be back after these messages.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers, the best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built, Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin, online at DucatiAustin.com.
Winding Road Racing is your first and best choice for all the essentials for a great weekend at the track. We're racers, and we love helping racers. With a full selection of racing gear in stock, get geared up with all the safety equipment needed to meet all the latest Snell, FIA, and SFI regulations. Outfit your car with a comprehensive lineup of racing necessities, and when you need to find a few more tents, turn to data acquisition systems from AIM Sports, V-Box, and others. Austin-based with shops in California, Georgia, and Kentucky. The source for all your racing needs. Winding Road Racing, WindingRoadRacing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, this is Max Verstappen and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio. Speed City.
All right, welcome back. We got lots to talk about tonight. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about what to expect from the racing side at the Formula One USGP here in Austin, Texas. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the driver market. We're going to talk about the cost cap, all the things that have been hot in the news, and we are very up to speed on all that. And before we do all that, we're going to get a young driver to help us talk about all this stuff because we have a young badass driver who's currently second in the U.S. F4 Championship for the Kiwi Crosslink team. We have Bryson Morris. Hey, Bryson, welcome to Speed City.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, congrats on your success so far this season.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, it's gone well so far, but I still want to shoot for one more place.
There you go, man. You're pretty close. What are you, like, within, like, 10, 15 points?
Yeah, I'm currently 7 points off right now, so it's still all to go for.
Yeah, that's awesome. And correct me if I'm wrong. Did I read that you won your very first race when you stepped into USF4?
It was my very first weekend.
Okay,
it was
close.
Actually my third race of the series. But yes, it was my very first weekend in the series.
So are you going to, I mean, clearly you're going to come to COTA. You already said your last race. Have you raced COTA before?
I have, yes. So last year we went there also. We were a support series to Formula One. And then this year also, I raced in the USF Junior Series, which was also there. So I've got a bit of experience under my belt.
I got to go back and ask you about last year, being a support series for all your heroes around you. How did you get to meet any of the drivers?
Unfortunately, no. I was so busy during the weekend. But just like the fans, like for instance, sitting on grid, just seeing all the fans up at Turn 1 or in the grandstand, it was super surreal.
Well, so did you realize at the time that you were racing in front of the largest crowd to ever see a Formula One Grand Prix ever in all time?
I did not at the time, but when you look up at Turn 1 going up the hill, you could not even see grass on the ground. That's how packed it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in our booth looking down the straight, seeing that. It was like, look at that. It was just, you know, spectacular is not a big enough word. And it is. And this year, tell you what, Bryson, there's going to be even more folks we expect. They sold out everything they did last year. They've added more grandstands around the track, and those sold out about 3 hours after they opened them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hey, Bryson, why don't you tell us, get us up to speed on your career. And I know you've won a championship before, but tell us how you got started and all that.
Yes. So I started in go-karts just like everyone else, basically, it seems like. And I started when I was 10 and basically worked my way up the ranks from there. And then in 2020, I was able to win 2 national championships in the same year. And then that kind of launched me into cars, which then I went with the Lucas Oil School of Racing. And there is a little race series that they had it going with that, which is part of Road to Indy. And I competed in that and I was able to win that pretty comfortably and decided to switch over to F4 the next year. And so far it's been going pretty well.
Awesome. Well, I didn't even ask where you're from, but you're from Tennessee. Is that right?
Yes, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice. Okay. So what is the dream for a young driver in USF4 right now? Is it IndyCar? Is it Formula One? Or what is it?
I mean, it's both. Obviously, F1's a little hard to get to. You've got to go race in Europe, which I'm currently not at that level yet. That would be next year, like the earliest possible. But IndyCar is also the main goal. I think there is not 100%, but maybe a scholarship involved throughout the next few years going to IndyCar. But at the same time, I'm also involved in some sports car racing. So I've been racing a BMW GT3 also this year, and it would be awesome to get involved with a factory manufacturer like BMW, Porsche, Ferrari, things like that. Those would probably be my dreams.
Well, hey, look, going back to Formula One, in case you haven't noticed this year, they're trying to have new paths to Formula One, not just Europe, because all this Colton Herta talk and everybody else. So you just never know. Have you got any super license points yet?
I do. It's not very many. I don't know the exact amount, but last year, I think it is the top 8 in USF4 gets super license points. So I do have a little bit, but not quite enough.
I knew that USF4 did that. That's why I asked that question. Well, who are your favorites? Who are your heroes? And well, let's start with Formula One. Who are your heroes in Formula One?
Honestly, I couldn't say I have one, but I like Nick DeVries a lot. He's probably my favorite driver now that he's involved now, and also Lando Norris. It's just like he's the closest to someone my age, and like how I act also is just very close. So probably those two.
Yeah, I had a feeling Lando was on their list. Every young driver we've had on the show, Lando has been on their list for sure. But well, let's talk about what you know, because you guys come to COTA. What is it? It's only like 2 weeks later after USGP.
I think so. Yes, November 3rd through 6th.
So I see right now we were on the radio, but we're also got you on Zoom. You've got a rig, and while we're in the break, I was asking you about your rig, and you got a nice graphics card and all that stuff. Is that part of your training? Do you do a lot of sim work?
Yes, of course. Mainly, I use it for tracks I've never been to, but it's also good to just get a refresh on the track that you're going to. But fortunately, I've been to COTA pretty recently, so I won't have to do as much as I normally would, but it's always a tool that's there right in my room. So I use it as much as I can.
Mm. Well, Bryson, one of the things that I've been asked, I'm not one that does a lot of sim work. I get to sit down and drop in once in a while in one, mm-hmm. but the technology in it has advanced so far in sim and what's affordable to, you know, support racers and things like that. When you're dealing with your sim, for instance, are you getting true feedback of what your car would be behaving like, or is it strictly about the direction and knowing the layout of the track?
So for me, it's just about knowing the track, because I know once I arrive at the track, we already have a pretty good baseline setup, so we can just go off and work from there. But also on the sim that I use, it's iRacing, and they have the next gen F4 car, so it's not quite the same. So you can't really get down to the details with it, but it's still close enough to be able to learn about like around braking points, where you should be getting on throttle and stuff like that.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, you know, I go back to the days of Pong on the computer. So that's just pretty amazing to me what has come in this and how it really is a legit tool.
Yeah, it's come very far in recent years. It's very good.
Hey, Bryson, I want to ask you about the Formula One Championship. Have you been watching most of the races this year?
I can't say I have, but I check in on it every once in a while.
Well, I was just going to ask you about the One, I was going to ask you about Max Verstappen's championship and the dominance that he has shown this year. It's just really been insane the level that Max is on. He's just literally on another level this year.
Yeah, he's been doing so good. I mean, some people will say that he's got the best car and that he should be winning. But at the same time, these are top level drivers, you know, some of the best in the world. And he's still being able to do what he does. It's crazy. I saw one video from a fan's perspective at Spa. I think he was leading by 40 seconds. And just the like sheer amount of time it actually is when you're at the track, it's crazy.
Yeah, leading by 40 seconds, that's just insane.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, Lando is one of your favorites, you said. He loves to do sim work and streaming on Twitch and everything else, and did a whole bunch of that during the pandemic. Did you get to see any of what he does and that kind of stuff and on Twitch and other platforms?
I never got to watch one live, but I saw a few clips here and there, and it looked pretty entertaining, but I actually didn't get to watch them.
I think that is part of the new PR training for the young, for the next generation of drivers. You just have to be. I think that you have to have, I think it's just part of the landscape. Bryson, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, that and social media, it's one of the most important things nowadays. So if you have a good following on social media or you have like high interactions and stuff, it can actually take you very far, surprisingly.
Hey, you know what I didn't ask you? You're not going to get a chance to come down to the USGP before you come down to race a couple weeks later, are you?
We have tickets, so I think
yes!
I will be able to go to.
All right.
Hey, well, ping us. We might have an open mic once in a while.
Yeah. If you get down there, just give us a holler.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right, what else for Bryson? Okay, so what's the next step? If you were to win this championship, either way, but what's the next step for you?
It's probably going to go with the similar thing of this year, like a dual open wheel sports car scenario, but it kind of relies heavily on if I win the championship, which will then give me a scholarship to Formula Regionals America, yep, which I will then run that, and then also whatever other opportunities have, because unfortunately you're not in a seat for very long throughout the year, so there's a lot of gap time, and that's really good to fill that in with, say, like a sports car and like prototype cars, stuff like that. It's very good to hop into those, just keep your body refreshed on how to drive, stuff like that.
Nice. Hey, Bryson, we got a question from YouTube. Wesman says, Bryson, which non-US track would you like to race on one day?
Ooh, so I've raced on three, actually. I've raced in Dubai, Mugello, and Barcelona, and those are all very high-class tracks, but I would love to race on either Spa or Le Mans one day. Sorry, I have to pick two, but
yeah,
see, it's got to be one of those two. They're just so iconic. I'd love to.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be right there with you. I mean, I just want to, I've been to Spa, but yeah, Le Mans is the history in itself. You got to love that.
So, mm-hmm. Hey, Bryson, which series were you racing at those tracks?
That was the 24-hour series, formerly known as Curventic. We did not get to run the full schedule, but the races that we did run, we won in Mugello. We were leading at Barcelona until a mechanical issue. So it was pretty good season over there.
Ah, okay.
Very cool.
Well, Bryson, we are just about out of time. We want to thank you very much for coming on and wish you the best of luck in the championship, because I know you're 7 points out. So that would be amazing for your career. And tell everybody how to find you on social or website or whatever you want.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram at Bryson.Morris39 and on Facebook, Bryson Morris Racing. Those are my socials.
All right, fantastic. Bryson Morris, thank you very much for coming on Speed City, and we'll look for you at COTA.
Yep, thank you for having me.
All right, travel safe.
All right, thanks, everybody. We're going to do a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to have more Formula One discussions about the drivers. The Haas seat, is, I think, is what I want to go to next. You're listening to Speed City. Back after this. Hey guys, we are very excited to welcome our new sponsor, Allstott Brewery, to Speed City. These guys make a fantastic beer, and I'm going to let Jonathan talk about it, but I'm going to tell you about it. When I tasted it, I am not a big beer aficionado. I like a nice cold beer, but I'm always worried about a craft beer or a new beer that it's going to have a funky taste. especially aftertaste. This beer was fantastic. I have absolutely no qualms at all that this is my new favorite beer. But Jonathan, you know why, what makes it so special, the water and the recipe?
Well, yeah, I mean, these guys have done their research and do it right. And they've even imported the right water to do it right. I mean, I tell you, this Alstad beer, fantastic. And I'm, you know, most Europeans are snobs about their beer. And I'm definitely one of those. Because
you're definitely a snob?
Yes, okay. About my beer.
Okay.
because there's no question, carbonation has always been my issue here in the States. It's overcarbonated. And our lagers, our pilsners and lagers in Europe, especially German ones, are not that heavily carbonated. And that's a key thing. And that's the first thing that hit me was just how well they've done the beer. It's based out of Fredericksburg. It's got a great tie-in because obviously Fredericksburg, a German town, and now they've got a Texas German beer, and it's cracking.
Yeah, and the facility out there, it's amazing. They've really done it right. It's really fantastic. So check it out. You can get it at all the local HEBs and everything else, right?
Yep. It's all around Texas. You can get it. They sell it on the shelf there as a Texas beer. But I'll tell you what, you're right back in Germany when you drink it.
And it's Altstadt Beer, Altstadt beer.com. Altstadt Beer, Altstadt beer.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, guys. This is Greg Astley, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
I think the YouTube listeners and Facebook listeners can't hear those rejoins. Can they, Casey? Oh, they can hear them. Okay, so Pierre Gasly. We got to get a fresh batch of these because we got some new ones. We got Nick DeVries that we haven't. You know, I don't know if there's any others that we haven't. Did we get Mick Schumacher last year? I don't know. We got to get some more of those.
Check inventory and we'll update.
Yeah.
Who knows? We may have to get some with new team names on them as well. So
hey,
we'll see.
We got to share something that happened to Speed City today because it's not every day that Mario Andretti
the Pope,
yeah, retweets you today. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably a couple hours ago because I tweeted out that I said it was an amazing moment watching Mario Andretti. There we go. Producer's bringing that up. It was an amazing moment watching Mario Andretti in a modern era McLaren F1 car because it was amazing to watch that. And I said, thank you, Zach Brown, CEO. And then I said, our man, Speed Green, Jonathan Green, honored to be on the microphone. And Mario retweeted that to his whatever quarter million fans. And that was awesome. I think we've had about 20,000 unique views of the video, much less the 50,000 people that have seen our tweet. But that was very cool, and I know Jonathan truly was honored. And we actually have the video. Casey, you got that one ready? We've got the video. It's the video of the tweet, or if you want to just play the tweet, whatever. But we have the video of Jonathan got to call that because Jonathan was on the microphones all the weekend out at the Velocity International. And when Mario got in the car, Jonathan got to do the commentary of Mario Andretti going around Laguna Seca in a modern era. I think it was like a 7 or 8, 9 year old McLaren, but still. So let's hear that from Jonathan and Mario.
Here he goes, the great Mario Andretti. What a wonderful sound and sight to see. One of the greatest of all time, if not the, driving a modern Formula One car. He outages it by many a year, I may add. But in his 80s, he's still driving hard and still loving every minute of it. Drive like Andretti, they say. And that's how you do it here at Laguna. I know that his son Michael and his nephew tuning in, all the Andretti's, Jared, Adam, I'm sure will be watching. Michael, Marco and the family, here's to you, Andretti's. You've given us a lot of love and great racing over the years, but it's been led by this man, Mario Andretti. And it's an absolute glorious sight and sound to rock through the hills of Monterey. Somewhat apropos, because this is the location that Mario raced his last IndyCar race back in the mid-90s. So a special place for the Andretti family, as he and Michael went toe-to-toe for many a year in IndyCar. And as you're well aware, both Mario and Michael trying to find their way onto the Formula One grid currently to try and take...
Woo, shivers.
I know. I can't tell you how many times I watched that today. I actually went back and found it in the full stream, the 8.5 hours of Jonathan talking.
Oh gosh, you're a glutton for. Oh,
well, no, I didn't watch the whole. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched a lot of it. I watched a lot of it today too. It's really fun.
That is. It's a great event. I gotta put that on my bucket list.
And it's only 4 years old.
It is. Peter does a great job at organizing so much of that.
I don't know how much Peter's involved directly, but
yeah, he seems to know the folks that helped make it happen. So
it's called the Velocity International, and until now, past 4 years, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and clearly a lot of big names, including Zach Brown himself out there driving. Yeah. He tweeted right as we were going on air that he took out Senna's car because it was really, you got to go back and watch that stream. Look it up, Velocity International on YouTube. And I think it's the same as the Goodwood folks because they had their name all over the stream and everything. I should ask Jonathan, he'd be able to tell us, but I loved some of the replies to Mario retweeting us.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, a couple of them. This one's just what we all believe. And it says, the term GOAT gets thrown around a lot in the modern day, but let us not forget about the original one. In motorsports, for absolutely sure. And, by the way, Mario's tweet, it says, if the art of letting go is a thing, tell me about it when I'm old.
There you go.
And I made you watch Marshall Pruitt's video from racer.com.
Right.
Because Mario, it is hilarious. You got to go watch this one because Mario, he's being interviewed like he's the current Formula One driver. He keeps talking about how, the seat was out of adjustment because I couldn't see my downshifts. And I put together a good lap if you add all the sectors up. And he said, and we're working on this, we're working on that. I'm like, Mario. I don't know how much time they're going to, it's probably all he wants, but he sounded like a current Formula One driver after FP1.
You know, I think I've heard those same, comments from Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Exactly. Maybe
there's something going on. Is there a McLaren seat open? Wait a minute.
It was so great. And most of the comments, like this guy, Mark Howell says, this makes me happy, but so many, this guy says, Mario Andretti is my spirit animal. So,
yeah,
it goes on and on, but it is, it's great. And I don't know if you notice that in the middle of that, Jonathan mentioned how Marco is going for for the Andretti Global F1 effort, which is still unknown what's happening with that.
Yeah.
But the fact that Mario retweeted that too, I don't know. Am I grasping? Am I hoping too hard? But
oh, no. I mean, Michael's F1, adventure here is absolutely top of the world.
Did I say Marco? Yeah,
and
Michael.
And so is top of the world for everybody around the U.S. in F1. And, we've talked about it. I think the rest of the field ought to be intimidated I think that's where the noise comes from. Yeah. Not that we don't have, you know, a couple more spots available on the grid as per the charter and everything of it, but yeah, the Continental Agreement says there can be three more teams on the grid.
All right. Well, speaking of rules and regulations, let's talk cost cap a little bit. I know this thing has been beat to death, and really, we only know a little bit. Thank you, Casey. We only know a little bit about what's going on, because what we do know is that Red Bull violated the spending cost cap portion of these new rules, and it was called a minor infraction, which includes up to 5% of the cost cap, which if you do the math on $145 million cost cap, and by the way, this is all referring to 2021. If you haven't followed it that close, that is what this is all in reference to, right? And so they said that Red Bull overspent in a minor. In other words, it could be a penny over or 5%, which is somewhere around $7 million.
Right.
So I get the feeling that it's probably closer to the bottom end of that scale than the top end of the scale, but I don't know that, and I have no idea.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just saying that my gut, after listening to all of this, and also one of the things that perturbed me was the fact that this all this information leaked out. You know, not all of it, but it was what did leak out was accurate.
Yeah.
And how did that happen too? You know, that was.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something going on there. And quite honestly, you know, until the investigation is done, I understand keeping it quiet and keeping it inside. But at some point you ought to reveal all the work papers that went into the investigation and their findings and whatnot. Now, absolutely. There's going to be something in there that they're going to redact, or they're not going to share that because that might give some tip to some development they're doing within budget, which you don't want to sabotage the team of that. But now what?
Well, okay. So if we play this out a little bit, one thing that I want to talk about is what Matteo Binotto said, Ferrari team principal said about the dollars. Now, let's take this with a grain of salt. We are talking about a competitor.
Salt and lime. Gotcha.
But but Matteo Binotto said that let's say it's a $5 million over budget, which is towards the upper end of this,
sure,
this level of infraction, right?
Yeah, minor is up to, yeah.
Right, minor is up to 5%. So let's say it's $5 million. He said that's a half a second a lap, which would clearly give the championship in 2021 back to Lewis Hamilton. And I think that if it were that much money, that could be on the table, because let me pull up my notes on that, because
I could see that being correct. I mean, if it really is dependent to be that, then unfortunately, yeah. But this is worse than not knowing who won the race at the end of the race.
I know. This is really frustrating. It's like, let's just dribble it out and make everybody frustrated to death. But as part of the rules, as part of the penalties could mean one or more of the following. A public reprimand. Okay, that's dumb. But deduction of constructors' championship points awarded for the championship that took place within the reporting period of the breach, which is exactly what we're talking about, last year. And as we all know, at the end of last year, what happened with Max and Lewis. And so that is on the table. And in fact, Ross Brawn, the Formula One director of sporting regulation, or director of sporting, I can't remember his exact title. Anyway, he's the head guy in the sporting side of this, said last year, last December, when these rules were released, he said, "We will take your championship away if you've overspent." That's a quote from Ross Brawn.
Yeah.
So this is certainly not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, you talk about a giant black eye for the sport, but, you know, along the same veins of what you're just saying, you know, let's don't drag these decisions out. You know, it's bad enough on race day when we don't know for 4 hours.
Yeah. And, you know, I would like to hear the details. Is it, we didn't expect that expense to be within the included in the cost cap, so we're a little bit off? Was, you know, I'd like to get some more meat and details around this to know exactly what they're talking about, because there are things that those teams that are tied to car manufacturers get the benefit of some of the loopholes or some of the situations that they could get some technology from their streetcar manufacturer, and they could use some research from the streetcar manufacturer side of their business and apply it in certain scenarios into the F1 car. So is it Red Bull's fault that they don't they're not a streetcar manufacturer. So I have some question marks. I have some question marks out there for those kind of things. But everything you brought up, point well taken. But now what?
Yeah. Well, by the way, the point that I read was constructors, but the next line is exactly the same thing. It's just a deduction of driver's championship points. So that those are the first three bullets. The other ones are suspension of one or more stages of competitions or competitions, excluding for the avoidance of the of doubt for the race itself, limitations of ability to conduct aerodynamic or other testing. You know, they already do, similar to, I would say, American sports like NFL draft orders. They do CFD time already. They started that already, and starting last year. So, which is why Haas got so much CFD time, which is why I think part of the reason they came out of the gate so strong this year, besides having Magnussen back. But the other one is...
It choked me up too.
Yeah. Limitations, a reduction of the cost cap, provided the penalty specified article blah, 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 shall be applied with respect to the full year reporting period immediately following the state of the imposition of the sanction. And let's not forget here that no formal investigations were launched. And so, remember, a lot of this is... they're basing all this on what the teams themselves submitted. So they're not going back. They said the first year, which being 2021, they're not going to go back and do a bunch of investigative
data
forensic,
mining, if you will. Yeah.
Forensic accounting, really, where they're saying, okay, you say you spent this much time at this wind tunnel. Show me the receipt or whatever.
Sure.
Know. Show me the check you wrote or the wire transfer or whatever. So there's all of that. So,
and
so
that's, yeah.
Let me ask you, what, in your opinion, what should Red Bull's penalty be? Based on what you know,
at the moment, quite honestly, I need a little more deep dive. And if it truly is that significant of an infringement that you could correlate to that half second of a lap, I'm sorry, Max, championship's gone.
It's such a tough decision, and I have to agree. If it's like between $5 and $7 million, I mean, that's clear that and gave them a big difference. Even if you take Matteo Bonato's calculations and cut them in half conservatively, I mean, 2 or 3 tenths.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to give
this
Max
is the whole steroid
and
baseball home run guys.
Yeah. It's not far off, is it?
And so, but going forward, what would we do different? How do you do this so that teams don't think this is something we can take advantage of, especially if you're in the back of the grid?
Yeah.
And it may not equate to that much, but what if you went over by 5% this year?
22?
Sure. You go over by 5% this year. Well, you know what? That means next year we're going to double that overage and reduce your budget by that.
I would say
we're going to reduce
at least
by 10% next year.
Well, yeah, that would be massive. Yeah.
And I think that would hold their feet to the fire. I think it would give them a known outcome for going over the budget. Because we start splitting hairs. Okay, where'd you spend this money? You know, y'all exceeded this area more than the rest of the grid did in that spend area. Was that something that, you know, where they spent it, was that really something that equated that you could say was something around the half second?
Yeah.
How did that contribute to that improvement?
Now let me ask you this. Would you change the rule about championship points for last year because of what we're talking about? I mean, it's such a tough, because they've already said the rules and you answered appropriately in my mind. You know, everybody signed the agreement.
Know the rules you race by.
That's right. Here are the rules. If you spent all that money and you won the championship because of that, then I'm sorry, Max, but
okay.
Would you keep that portion of the rules? And then there's a couple of comments on YouTube.
So changing to the other stand.
You are on the stand, sir. Put your hand on the
Bible.
Is
it Max's fault? He had no control over what the team was spending. How about we go after the team?
The constructors, yeah. It still doesn't feel fair, you know?
It's not fair, but I'll say it's the best answer that we'd come by. Know the rules you race by, and that's that.
Yeah, Andy P. sums it up pretty good. He says, I'm so confused as to how upset I should be on the cost cap thing. Red Bull Racing will get a sanction, but probably won't appease at least the loud part of the internet. Oh, geez. The loud part.
I don't think there's a way to do that, Andy.
Yeah, we don't have that filter yet. Maybe Elon Musk will do it on Twitter. Said, wish we knew how bad it is. And that's what this all boils down to. In fact, we've probably talked more than we need to on this because we don't know yet. And until we know more, it's really just a moot point. But I definitely wanted to discuss this. All right, we're going to take our last break. And I think if Casey gives me a thumbs up, we'll stay on the mics for those on YouTube. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Haas F1 team and the potential driver for next year. You're listening to your Sunday night with Speed City. Back after this.
Motivation USA, catering to the sport bike enthusiast looking for truly unique parts and accessories. Stand out from the crowd. Motivation is the exclusive North American distributor for SC Project MotoGP inspired exhausts and the largest Rizoma retailer in the United States. Get the best parts from around the world at the best prices with fast shipping and a knowledgeable staff ready to help. Shop online 24/7 at MotivationUSA.com. That's MotivationUSA.com.
If you want to know where the path to Formula One and Indy begins, it's three simple letters, VRD. VRD Racing of Atlanta, Georgia are dedicated to nurturing young, single-seater drivers on their quest to the pinnacle of motorsport. Having just wrapped up the team's championship title in 2021 in the F4 US Championship, they also have programs in FR Americas, the all-new USF Juniors, and the Road to Indy. VRD is the perfect environment for success. To join the team, drop them a DM on Instagram at velocity_RD.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Hey, before we go into Haas, Les, you wanted to talk about our old friend, the late Jesse Combs.
Oh, yeah. Jesse had been on our show. She's a really nice lady. If you're not familiar with Jesse Combs, fantastic woman who we lost her during a land speed attempt.
She used to be the blonde on All Girls Garage.
Yeah.
She did all sorts of motorsports stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but anyway, she passed during one of the speed events. But I wanted to highlight that the 20th, this week, HBO Max is releasing a documentary on Jesse. And the way I found about this, as I landed in LAX last week, one of the board members of Jesse's charity groups was there, and she caught me and I asked what she was doing there at the time. And anyway, she's the one that brought this. I got to see a little premiere clip of it, and I'm going to tell you it really captured Jesse well and how she was up for anything and is just chilling. There was one point she goes, you know, I died doing this, but I don't want to do it now, basically. And you know, unfortunately it happened, but I hope you'll take time, check that out, HBO Max, the Jesse Combs documentary. And
that's cool.
Check it out.
Yeah, she was a nice lady. We got to know her a little bit. So that's good they're doing that. I want to talk about the Haas F1 team because they and Williams are the only two people that haven't secured drivers. And we're going to talk about Williams too because the front runner, I want to talk about the front runners of each of those. First of all, the front runner for the Williams team is an American, Logan Sargeant. Very excited about this. He has to finish, he's in Formula 2. And he doesn't have enough super license points, as if we need to talk about that anymore. But he doesn't have enough as it stands, but he has to finish, I think, sixth or higher. Y'all can Google that to look at the exact number. But
right.
But that's we got a couple weeks for that race, so he's got to finish sixth or higher. And all indicators, all the rumors that everybody said is it looks like Logan Sargeant's going to get that seat. Especially now that the other dominoes have fallen with Pierre Gasly and Nyck de Vries. So it looks like that Logan Sargeant will.
Absolutely. But there's somebody warming up the seat for him in Mexico City. Pietro Fittipaldi will be taking part in the free practice one for Haas in Mexico and also at Abu Dhabi. So, you know, these are some of the things that they continue to grow their driver points. It's one of the requirements of the FIAF1 requirements for the drivers. And so it's going to be great to see him in a car again. Last he jumped in and did it, he did really well. So I'm excited to see what he does in free practice. Yes, it's just free practice, but still, to see Pietro back in the seat. But who's going to get that seat permanently is still the big question.
Well, and of course, we get to see Logan Sargeant FP1 here in Austin in just a few days. So we'll get to hang out with him a little bit, I'm sure. In fact, we've scheduled an interview with Logan Sargeant. We got lots of interviews, so you guys make sure you're watching our social media on Thursday and Friday. But of course, we also, let me go down our broadcast schedule before I talk the rest about Haas, before I forget. And that is that on local radio on 1370 here in Austin, we are going to be doing our own play-by-play broadcast, just like we have the last few years. So part of the team this year, we got Varsha coming in town. I told him he could borrow my BMW. He doesn't know that it has 270,000 miles. I asked him if he could drive a stick, and he said yes. I put a fresh set of tires on it, though, so Bob's got fresh tires.
Why didn't you give him the other one?
No, he's not getting the roof. It's not even going to come out during the USGP. Come on, man. So Bob Varsha and, of course, Chris Medlin will be wandering the paddock for us in the pit lane with his special passes. We'll probably try to get him in the booth, FP1, FP2.
You bet.
Because we're also doing the track commentary. Jonathan Green is going to be our lead commentator, and then Bob Varsha and Chris Medlin and Les and I will be shuttling in and out of there because we're going to be running around doing interviews. We have an interview that, did you see the text I sent? We're going to interview the guys who did the Netflix series. I don't know if it's the producer.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but we're going to get to interview those
guys.
And
why did you cut me out of...
Yeah, exactly. Why did you cut us out?
I got a bone to pick.
Yeah, they cut us out a couple of years ago. I was sitting there interviewing Gunther, and their 11 microphones were sticking down in my face, and they cut me out. But anyway.
I mean, I was fucked the whole product.
Let's see. What else? Oh, and Dave O'Neill, former Haas F1 team manager. He is going to be part of the broadcast team because not only are we doing our local broadcast of play-by-play, but our pre and post that we put out on national radio will be also, you can also hear those on 1370. So we'll have 4-hour block. If you're local somehow, if you're in the stands, you can go. Well, we have a page on our website. I've posted it. I haven't linked to it yet, but it's got links where you can listen on your phone. If you're in the stands, you can hear all this stuff. We're going to, and of course we have our national broadcast, same as usual, where you have the pre and post with the BBC sandwiched in between, but we're down to 3 minutes.
So to sum it up, you got an all-star cast and two bozos from Texas.
Exactly. All-star guest and you and me, right?
Yep.
The guys who started all this. Okay. I want to talk Haas F1 because the front runner is the Hulk, Hulkenberg, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, okay, it just seems not odd, but you have to think about the Hulkenberg. First of all, he's 35 years old. He's started 181 starts in Formula One without a podium finish. He's got all these strange stats, right? He's only had, I think, 3 fourth place finishes, but he's had 9 full years in Formula One. So, I mean, I'm wondering if it's, hold on, my computer just glitched out, but I'm just saying he's got all this experience, right? Mm-hmm. He's got all this experience, and this is what Haas generally hires. They hire experience. And you go, wait a minute, what about last year when we had 2 rookies? Well, last year didn't even count. We weren't Haas.
They said it.
They said it. We're not even going to – we're testing next year's car. We're developing next year's car. Forget all about that, right? So I think this is why that he is the front runner is because – he consistently scored points. And actually, consistently, he has over 500 points in his career.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, as much as I love K-Mag and especially what he has done this year, I think that he's more consistent than K-Mag. He stepped in this year and outqualified Lance Stroll.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about the choice, by the way?
I think that's a logical, well-thought-out choice. You know, the heart still hangs out for a garage sale price on Daniel Ricciardo, since he's already been paid for next year. But
he's already said it. I agree with you. I actually think that'd be fun, and I think he's at least as good, if not better. I mean,
yeah.
The Hulk was very well thought of coming out of the juniors. All right, guys, we are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on however you did. We appreciate it. And don't forget, this weekend, check us out all on social media. Go to our website, speedcitybroadcast.com. You can find out all the details. And we will talk to you from Circuit of the Americas.
Boom, baby.
All right. See y'all Sunday.
Ciao, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.